It's 1 o'clock.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Business Bunker show here on Channel Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely wonderful Linda Cloak.
Oh, thank you, Paul. You're an angel.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Someone's been playing with me knobs. Someone's been playing with me knobs, yeah? Say something again, Linda.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
It feels like you're on Zoom when you say that, don't you?
Yeah. That's not sounding good at the moment. I don't know what happened there. Somebody's been playing around with these.
How annoying.
I might have to get you to move to the next mic along.
Okay.
Sorry. Because someone's played around with that and it's not sounding good. Let's try that. Talk to me.
How about the green
one? Oh, perfect. I don't know what I've done to that other one.
Hello, everyone. Lovely to see you.
Yeah. Oh, you sound perfect now.
Oh, good.
Now, that's good. Yeah.
See you, hear you, I mean. Yeah, be with you.
Yeah. See, hear, feel, touch.
Yeah, it's all of that.
Listen, for all of that, we'd like to hear from you. All those lovely people out there in the southeast of England. And we'd love to hear from you, primarily by Twitter, because that's the best way of doing it. The best way to contact us, you can either tweet Linda Cloak, at Linda Cloak, or at Vanilla Web, that's me, and use the hashtag BBunker, and you can ask for a shout-out.
Yeah, ask for a shout-out, and then what we'll be able to do is we'll be able to let the lovely people of Kent know exactly what you're up to today.
Exactly, yeah. And if you've got any events or anything that's happening, let us know. We've got quite a few PR releases to read out about this and that going on, haven't we?
Yeah, I've got four this week. I think you've done that because I got through them so quickly last week.
You did read them quite quickly, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll start giving you some more.
I know, I see.
Yeah, but we've got two lovely guests to talk to as well.
We have.
Yeah, which is going to be great fun. Yes. Yeah, we're going to be talking to Gemma and Maria later.
Yeah.
Separated by some cheesy tunage.
And strawberry chocolate.
Amanda, I'm not eating any. I'm just letting you know right now, I'm not eating any. It looks lovely. And Gemma bought them, and the three ladies the other side of the desk are tucking in, but I'm not going to touch them, honestly.
Amanda, if you're wondering who that is, he wasn't talking to any of us. That is his partner.
Who's checking on me to make sure I'm not eating strawberry chocolates. Okay. Right, I've had a tweet from Michael Park Surveyors. They say, it's feeling like a kind of Business Bunker kind of day today. Have a brilliant show, Paul and Linda, and we'll be listening in. That's Michael Park Surveyors. They are commercial property surveyors based in Medway, covering the southeast of England. Give them a follow on Twitter. MPSL is their Twitter handle.
Oh, they're brilliant. And, of course, the lovely Tracy tweeted us actually an hour ago saying, hi, Paul and Linda, have a great show, all more great guests, particularly interested to hear Gemma's story.
Mm.
Meeting my youngest boy today for his birthday lunch in Lakeside, so we'll look forward to the replay of the Bee Bunker show.
Absolutely. You can catch it on the replay within 20 minutes, if I'm quick, of the end of the show at 3 o'clock, and then it will be there forever. Go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, and on the past shows tab is where you'll find it. But, of course, I'll tweet it out and Facebook it out and LinkedIn it out and what's the other one? Instagram it out and all the rest of it. Had a tweet from iTrust, the Speak Up app, and they go, Business Bunker. They're really good. They just go, Business Bunker.
But well, because they want to get your attention immediately.
Exactly, exactly. And it worked, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, let's be fair, it has worked. So give them a follow as well. Their full Twitter handle is, let me tell you, is iTrustAssure. All one word, and they're a Speak Up app. You know, so helping people whistle blow, which is fantastic. And a lovely Sarah Marsh Collins, all the way from Devon. Looking forward to the show and the cheesy tunage. Absolutely.
How does she know what it is, though?
Sorry?
Has she guessed what it is?
No. No, she hasn't. See, the thing is, I've been a bit disingenuous this week. I noticed in the last couple of weeks, when I tweet out, whoever I put first, they go, that's going to be who the cheesy tunage is about, isn't it? Yeah. So I fooled them this week and changed the order of the tweets. Yeah. So our first guest is actually going to be Gemma. So the cheesy tunage is aimed at Gemma. And that'll get them all thinking. So, you'll like it. It's a nice tune. Honest.
Okay, so shall I read out the event?
Yeah,
I'm going to read out my event first.
Yeah, so go for it. Why not?
This Friday is Feel Good Friday. It's a night of soul, disco, reggae, and just feel good music. So it's called Feel Good Fridays, Phoenix Nights, and Angels of Easenwood. And that is because our DJ, who is DJ Birdie, or one of our DJs, we've got three, wears a massive, great big pair of wings that actually loans out to all the people that attend through the night. So we get some fantastic photographs of people with wings on, and it's really a great night. So that's at Edenwood Place, which is just off Bluebell Hill. And it actually comes under Alsford, although I've got Chatham on the flyer. So that's a bit of a boo-boo, but never mind.
Right. Okay.
Shall I read another one?
Yeah, go for it. You're on a roll, Linda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's given me so many listeners this week. I can't believe how many.
I'm trying to keep her busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So West Kent Mind Silent Auction goes live. Yeah. And I know somebody here is sponsoring that one. Yes, Maria is sponsoring West Kent Live.
Oh, are you, Maria? I didn't know that.
So Bertram Solicitors are sponsoring this event. So it's Friday the 7th, Sun to Sunday the 16th of October 2022. Following the success of last year's silent auction, which raised over £5,000 for local mental health charity West Kent Mind, this year's silent auction promises to be even bigger and better. From Friday the 7th to Sunday the 16th of October, the silent auction site westkentmind.org.uk/auction will be live and filled with fantastic prizes to bid on, with 100% of the profits raised going towards helping local people to get well, stay well and thrive. There really will be something special there for everybody, including private venue hire of the gorgeous Ruth's Lost Gardens. I went there with Seven Oaks Chamber last week.
Oh, did you?
Oh, such a beautiful venue. Really, really lovely. Flat shoes though, girls, don't wear heels, which I did. A bespoke paddleboarding session for 6, driving lessons, pampering treatment, holiday vouchers, dining experience, show tickets, interior design consultation and much more. The benefit of the silent auction is that it can run across a whole week, allowing people to dip in and out and receive notifications if they've been outbidded on a lot. This makes for a very exciting last day of bidding, as fantastic prizes can change hands several times before being claimed by the eventual highest bidder. Local businesses and individuals have been hugely generous with some incredible prizes, which will help to raise the vital funds to support services in the local community. There are 3 ways to support. Donate a fabulous prize. Prizes can be donated right up to the day of the auction, which is the 7th of October. So please contact fundraising@westkentmind.org.uk. Visit the special online auction site, which is westkentmind.org.uk/auction, when the auction goes live, and bid and make a donation. You can make a donation of any amount to West Kent Mind on the auction site, and anything you can give will really make a massive difference. Thank you.
Fantastic. I bet Elle's going in for that, and she likes a bit of paddle boarding, doesn't she?
She loves a bit of paddle boarding.
I've seen pictures of her paddle boarding, I have.
Yeah, she's very good at it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's got me doing something, actually, for Kenwood Trust, and they're going to do the 3-peak challenge, aren't they?
The 3 peaks challenge?
Yeah. So
you're doing that, are you?
I'm going to do it next year.
Blimey, Lisa Settle did that a couple of years ago. You need to check with her. I think she's recovered.
Well, I thought it'd be good for me mind.
Yeah. I'll talk to you about that in a minute. I just need to do this before I forget. I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsor. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with DG East. They're independent new and used vehicle suppliers and services, supplying car and light commercial vehicles, utilising a majority of the UK-based leasing operators' services. You can find out all about them by going to their website, which is www.dgeast.co.uk. So a huge thank you to Terry and the team at DG East for supporting the Business Bunker Show. you're right, Linda, and you and Elle and the team, we do social media, and all of you have been fabulous to us at Kenwood Trust. I'm a trustee at Kenwood Trust. You've been fantastic. You've been throwing yourselves out of aeroplanes, walking on wings of aeroplanes, walking up mountains, and walking on fire.
Yeah.
You lot are trying to kill everyone, aren't you,
yes,
just to raise money for us, which is really brilliant.
Well, it's mainly Elle, to be fair to her, and her boyfriend Dan, and all the guys of Pioneer BNI.
Yeah.
I'm stepping up the game for this one because I know that I've got to get fit for it. So I thought it'd be a good incentive for me to sort of really work on getting fit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got to be able to do it.
You're going to peak, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to peak.
Three times.
Let me know to be peaking.
Three times. You're going to peak three times, Linda. Blimey.
Woohoo!
do you know what the details of this is? Are, you know, how far you, how high these peaks are, and well, you
I've
know,
got no idea.
Yeah,
no.
I'd go into it blind if I were you, because then otherwise it'd scare you, wouldn't it?
The thing is with I don't get scared. The thing is with me is I've got a very strong mind. So if I put my mind to something, I do it.
Yeah.
I was in a silly competition on a holiday with the children once.
Was it Glamorous Granny?
It was Princess Felice. That was the name of the hotel, and I went up to judge, and they said to me, "Oh, you're in the show," and I'm like, no, I'm judging." They went, no, you're in the show. So I'm standing up with all these young girls, and I'm thinking, what can I do to beat them, because they're years younger than me. So I stood there with these weights, and I just held my hands out for as long as I could. My arms were killing me. I would not put them down, so I won that one.
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. Yeah, you terrified them, really, didn't you? They all went, "Oh, we could be in trouble here."
Yeah, better let her win.
Exactly. Right, coming up, it's back. ZC Live 2022. All tickets, free entry, VIP breakfast, etc., can be found and booked through Eventbrite registration system. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business. Create more leads by mastering key strategies and tips over a whole day with some top speakers, as well as international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns, along with some amazing speakers talking about Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, content creation and more. It's taking place on Friday the 28th of October, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Stroud Academy, Carnation Road, Stroud. You can book your free tickets by going to Eventbrite and clicking on ZC Live 2020.
It's such a fantastic event.
It's a brilliant event.
It's every year, and it's just it just gets better and better every year, I think.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So are you a small business owner interested in reducing your carbon emissions? Tunbridge Wells Borough Council is organising an afternoon event for businesses on 30th September to looking to extend their energy efficiency. Our free to attend Going Green Sustainable Business Afternoon will provide information on resources specifically tailored to support small businesses on their journey to net zero. Topics covered will be an introduction to carbon accounting, a case study into sustainable business best practice, low case funding and ongoing LCK projects, the circular economy within local businesses, upcycle your waste. And that's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
Fantastic. Chips and Dinks have tweeted, another great lineup of guests on the Business Bunker show at 1 o'clock today, keeping us entertained, informed and advised. If you can't listen live, you can always listen on the catch up later, and we're listening to the show, so thank you. That's Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Give them a follow on Twitter at that very Twitter handle, Chips and Dinks.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they?
They're fantastic, yeah. They do, primarily they'll repair all the scratches, dents and wings on your car, but they also upcycle. I had a dining room table, yeah, that was pine, and it just didn't go with my new decoration, and Tony came in and sprayed it. This is about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and it's been perfect ever since. It's beautiful, and it fitted in no end, and they'll upcycle stuff, they'll make stuff out of stuff that's broken. Brilliant stuff.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, Tenterton Chamber have also tweeted. Hi, you didn't read that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Hi, Paul and Linda. How about a shout out for Busy Chamber team preparing for our monthly committee meeting? So isn't that the Tenterton Chamber? Isn't that the gentleman who was on last week?
Terry, who was on last week, wasn't here representing the chamber, but he is the chairman of Tenterton Chamber.
Oh,
yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Terry. Thank you very much.
That's Terry Thorpe. He's the chairman of Tenterton Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member of Tenterton Chamber of Commerce as well. It's a lovely little chamber. They do lots of interesting stuff. They've got a committee meeting tonight.
Well, Tenterden's such a lovely place, isn't it? I mean, going there Christmas, with Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, a great place to be, isn't it, there?
Yeah, the late night shopping night is really beautiful. Yeah, when they put lights in the trees all the way down the high street and stuff. Yeah. It's lovely. And you get free drinks and cakes and stuff if you're that way inclined.
Oh, Jules likes cake, doesn't she? Is she going
She
there?
Does. She likes a drink too.
I haven't seen a tweet from her yet. Is that because we're too early?
She's probably still asleep.
Oh.
Or she's probably, well, she's still in Spain. For those that don't know, Jules is the normal co-host of the show. She's away on holiday again in Valencia. But what's the time? So it's 2:15, so she's probably just starting breakfast, isn't she? She's probably into her first bottle of Cava.
It's 1:15, actually, Paul, but never mind.
Sorry?
It's 1:15, isn't it?
Yeah, aren't they an hour in front of us?
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
Yeah. So that's probably where she is. She'll catch up in a minute, I'm sure. Paragon drones have been on as well on Twitter. They say we're not able to tune in live as we're flying drones in a very confined space. Duck. Yeah. Have a stonking show, and we look forward to listening to the catch up with the banter and especially the cheesy tunage.
Oh, that's nice. Martin Reeves has said, I'd like love a shout out, please. The sun is shining and Business Bunker is on later. A good combination for a great day.
Oh, she's been on. She's been on. He's Jules. She said, yes, I'd love a Business Bunker shout out. By the way, it's pear season. And she sent this stupid photograph of me with a pair of pears.
Very good. Well, Martin Reeves has sent a monkey dancing.
Ah, blimey. Who's he trying to say that is?
I don't know. He just says, hope you have a great day. I think he's trying to make us smile.
Yeah.
That works.
He's a lovely man. Yeah. He's Martin Reeves. Martin runs, I can't remember what it's called now because he had to change the name. It's Buddy Collectors is his Twitter handle.
Oh.
And what he does is he buys collectibles from eBay and things like that, like Lego sets and whatever. And then he sells them at an inflated price and donates all the money to charity.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. What's on in Kent, the fantastic app that you can get for your phone that tells you everything that's going on. I said, would you like a shout out? And I said, of course, if you're looking for places to go or things to see in Kent, there's only one app to see what's going on exclusively in our area. Also, make sure you follow us on our socials as we have a competition coming up in the next few days. So you can follow them on What's On in Kent is their Twitter handle, or download the app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. I've got the app. It's brilliant. It tells you everything that's going on. It's really good, especially if you've got young kids.
Okay, so shall I confuse everyone with Al Picasso?
Yeah, go for it.
Book your tickets now for our Al Picasso fundraising event. Paint your own alpaca. We are delighted to be welcoming the fantastic team from Brush Party to Kenwood Trust in October for a special artistic fundraising event. You'll be taught how to become your own Picasso and create your very own alpaca painting, hence Al Picasso. Set in our beautiful Sinden room, in just 2 to 3 hours you have completed your painting, which you can then take home with you. And it doesn't matter if you haven't picked up a paintbrush since you were at school, this class is for everyone. Tickets are £35 each and include all the equipment, paint, canvas, etc. Tea and coffee will be available, but you're welcome to bring your own soft drinks and snacks. Please bear in mind there is no alcohol permitted on this site. We will also be holding a raffle during the event, which will have some incredible prizes, and our gift shop will be open, so don't forget your wallets or purses. Places are limited with only 30 tickets available, so don't wait to book your place. All proceeds from this event go to supporting life-changing work at Kenwood Trust. The date is Saturday the 8th of October, 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. Please arrive 10 minutes early, because the event will be starting at 2. It's in the Sinden Room, Kenwood Trust. Ticket price at £35.
Fantastic. Do you know what? It's time for Cheesy Tunage. Our next guest is going to be Gemma Harris, and Gemma's a wellness consultant. So I thought I might play this.
Okay.
It's wishing well. Wishing well. Oh, wellness. You see what I did there? You see what I did there? It's wishing well. Terence Trent D'Arby.
That is true.
Sweetly, softly, I'm love a wishing well to kiss and tell. A wishing well, a butterfly take. Wish me love a wishing well to kiss and tell. A wishing well, a crocodile she'd say.
Independent financial advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com. Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Ah, welcome back. That was Terence Trent D'Arby. Wish him well. Did you see what I did there? It gets harder every week to do a cheesy tunage. Especially if, you know, you want something that sounds nice as well, really, if you can, possibly.
When I was doing the show, I always did a tune that went with the business.
Yeah.
But I started, after a while, asking them what tune they would like, what right. they felt was best suited to their business. So it wasn't really cheesy. It was more what they chose, what they thought was a good fit for their business.
Right, okay. Mm. Yeah, but then it's not funny, is it?
No, it's never funny, no.
And you know what I'm like. I like to create a bit of talking point.
Yes.
or something. Anyway, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show for the very first time Gemma Harris. Gemma is a wellness consultant, wishing you well, or wishing well with Terence Trent D'Arby. We're going to start off, before we talk about Gemma and her business, Zumba.
We're going to talk about Zumba first.
Yeah. Yeah, go for, tell us your take on Zumba.
Zumba is a great way to empower people to get fit by going and doing simple choreography, and if you get it wrong, you style it out. It's lots of fun. Men, women, all ages, shapes and sizes, just great fun. And time for a shimmy and a bit of booty shaking. You gotta love a bit of Zumba.
Where do you do this then?
So I teach a Zumba class at St Mary's Island Community Centre at 9:15 on Sunday mornings. So by 10:30 on a Sunday morning, your fitness is done and you can go and enjoy your day.
Right, good. The reason I mention that is that while the track was on, Gemma mentioned Zumba, and I went, don't mention Zumba. Mm-hmm. And she said, why? And I was about to tell her the story, and then the track finished, so I said, I'll tell you on air. It's a good job that Jules isn't here, because the minute you say Zumba, she starts posting incredibly nasty photographs of me onto social media, dressed in a pink tutu.
Oh, no.
Well, I need to see it now.
Oh, you will, because as soon as Jules hears this, it will be on everywhere. I can't even remember how long ago it was now. It must have been a good 7 or 8 years ago. I agreed to do a charity event, yeah? And what we did is we had an auction that said, you can nominate a forfeit that I will do if it... And whoever collects the most money, I will do the forfeit and you can pay the money. And basically, what won was me doing a four-hour Zumba class, dressed in a pink tutu. And I did it with... I can't remember her name now. Crouch. What's it? MP that was the Minister for Sport. Tracy Crouch.
Oh,
okay. Tracy and I did a four-hour Zumba class with me dressed in a pink tutu and her standing as far away from me as she possibly could. And then Jules took a photograph and has posted it on every social media post as soon as the word Zumba is mentioned ever since, causing me maximum embarrassment. But we did raise quite a few £1,000, so it was good.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? And maybe you can raise even more money if Jules puts it up again.
Unlikely. It has caused me grief in the past. I did a radio show in New York, a business show, and of course they'd never heard of me. And no one's heard of me, but they hadn't heard of me either. And they Googled me. Guess what came up first?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I had Forbes magazine. I had the chief executive of Forbes on. I was trying to interview him, and he went, "I've just Googled you. What's with the tutu?" And I went, "Oh no!" Anyway, listen. Enough of that. Gemma, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about Gemma and what it is you do.
So, hi everybody, and thanks for inviting me. It's a bit, being in a radio show, isn't it? It's quite exciting. So I am a wellness consultant. What that means, and the background, is that I worked in London in corporates for 30 plus years, because obviously started working really, really young.
She does. I was going to say, she doesn't look old enough, does she?
No.
What were you doing, if you don't mind me asking?
So I worked for a large corporate. So I was a process engineer, which is one of those people... No one knows what that is.
Ah.
So basically, it's going in and looking at different processes, redesigning them, creating them, tweaking them.
Right. Okay.
Well, my old, like you, she's right into processes at the moment.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah. Do love a process flow. And I also did a degree in psychology for fun.
Wow.
And I noticed after that a lot of people were. In meetings, and we will probably all do it, we'll say things like, I know I'm being stupid, but...
Yeah.
Or I really shouldn't say this, or could I? And I went to my boss and said, there's lots and lots of negative self-talk going on here, and I think we need to do something about it. So he said, okay, go and do something about it. So I wrote a half-day seminar. I was so proud of myself, and I'd written this seminar, had all these hints and tips and things that we could do, and I went back and said, okay, I've written a seminar... It's half day, and he said, okay, you've got an hour. And then it sort of started from there. I then did a postgrad in integrative counselling and coaching, and I'm a psychotherapist, so that's the other part of the business. But it was about helping companies create a wellness provision that works for them. So rather than it costing lots of money, it's going in and saying, okay, so what sort of things do you need? What do you want to put in it? Because wellness covers everything from financial fitness. You can cover, it's not just mental health.
Yeah.
And it's not just putting, oh, well, we go out for drinks every third Thursday of the month, so we don't need it. So it's about finding out what people need, but allowing them to create what works for them.
Do you think bosses know what their staff need?
So it's facilitating the conversation. So it's going in and saying, okay, so let's start having a conversation. And also identifying when you've got somebody with a diagnosed mental health condition, because I do a lot of work with those people, obviously, in my other business, is making sure that there's awareness of that and then there isn't unfair treatment. So if you've got someone with ADHD, for example, somebody with ADHD can have mood swings. It's part of their condition. But they can also have a legitimate emotional response to something that's happening.
Yeah.
So it's about creating and raising that awareness of who you've got, if you've got neurodiversity, so the personalities of the people in your team and how you can help them best to be the best they can be to give your business a great service.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? While you were talking there, you're an unusual person in terms of you're a process engineer. Which is, in my terms, what I call a data person. Yeah, you're very organised, structured processes, and it's unusual to find a people person embedded in a data person. They're normally quite separate things. You know, you're either a geek or a chatter. Yeah, basically, and you're both, which is really unusual. And Linda's question, you know, do bosses understand? I can answer that. No. The vast majority of bosses don't, because the vast majority of bosses aren't actually put there as people. They're put there because they're good at their technical stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is one of the fundamental mistakes we make in corporates about management, is we promote people that are good salespeople into sales management. We promote people that are good IT technicians into IT management. We don't put people that are good people into management. Yeah, we put techies into management, which means it causes these problems.
The other thing that I'm interested in is how a boss or anyone would recognise these things, because, you know, when Paul and I first started work, that wasn't a... You know, the ADHD didn't exist. Loads of these conditions didn't exist.
I mean, back, not quite for you, but for me, 50 years ago when I first started work, that kind of thing was pull yourself together and get on with it. luckily, we're a bit more enlightened these days in terms of looking after our workforces, hopefully.
It's recognising it, isn't it? How do you recognise it?
Well, it's creating a culture where people feel confident enough to share these things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody might be quite anxious, but they mask it really, really well. You wouldn't know that they're anxious. If you have a culture where you're saying, okay, so we're going to have a session, you know, once a month, where we're just going to sit and come and talk about whatever you want and encourage you and maybe have some talking topics. So start to talk about that. Talk about neurodiversity, talk about autism, talk about anxiety, but start bringing those subjects in and facilitate them in such a way that people feel encouraged to share and that nothing then happens with that information once they've shared it.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's feeling comfortable. If you suddenly start saying to your boss, I'm under stress, I'm, you know, under duress or whatever, and you're not entirely comfortable with how they're going to handle that, you could be opening yourself up to an awful lot more of the same thing that's causing you grief, you know, if they're someone that's not empathetic with what's going on. So you're absolutely right. It's about creating that culture first. So how do you go about that?
So it's starting to find people that want to be your champion. So a lot of wellness champions get put in the role, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we've got Jane from accounts. Do you know what? You're our wellness champion now. Off you go.
Yeah.
So
it's like being a fire warden, isn't it? Yeah. It's you, Maria. You're the fire warden. I don't like fires, so I don't care. You're the fire warden. There's the blanket.
Yeah. Now, obviously, this is where I can come in. So help drive and design your wellness, but it's about thinking about, depending on the size of your organisation, what's the remit of that person?
Yeah.
realistically, what's the culture of the organisation? What's the values of the organisation? And then start looking at, and the next one is, what's your budget? Because there's no point in, you know, poor old Jane from accounts is there and she's got all of these ideas. She's spoken to everybody, you know, she's done a questionnaire or had some sessions with people saying, well, what sort of things do you want? You know, at the moment, a financial wellness program might be quite useful because people are really, really struggling. But if she talks to all these people, she gets all of these great ideas and then it turns out that there isn't any money, then it's a bit of a problem. So first of all, make sure that you've got an idea of what your budget is. Support the person that you've identified. Also, if you identify somebody to be your wellness coordinator or a mental health first aider, try and make sure that they can maintain and actually document down the remit of confidentiality. So have a policy in place. How are you going to manage this? How are you going to manage your wellness provision, that if you have somebody that someone's going to come and talk to, they need to be bound by a level of confidentiality. So they're not going to then go and share that outside. And that's
really important, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's also made more difficult these days where we've invented this work from home stuff as well, where now you're not even seeing people, yeah? You know, so in the past, you can tell if someone's struggling, maybe, if you pay attention, by just seeing the change in their demeanour, yeah? And you go, oh, you don't look like yourself today, or, you know, you're not your normal, smiley, happy self. What's going on? If you don't see them live, you can't spot that straight away, can you? So, again, you need a whole level of processes that says, how do we make sure that people are okay when we can't even see them?
It's trigger points, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and making sure you know if your company's gone through a restructure or something's happening that's likely to... Any change is going to cause a level of stress because our brains don't like stress. Yeah. I am a geek because I'm a brain geek. But our brains don't like stress. They're pattern matchers. Yeah. So you know when there's likely to be some problems coming up or some concerns coming up.
And as you say, you know, like with financial stress at the moment, I don't think there can be anybody on the planet that doesn't realise that we've got a cost of living crisis, you know. Energy's gone through the roof. We're talking stupid numbers in energy bills. Inflation's roaring away and we're all sat there going, well, you know, we're broke and you're expecting us to pay more money. And then all at the same time, you've got businesses going, oh, we can't afford this. We're going to put our prices up. Like, oh, really? How's this going to work? So it's going to affect people, isn't it? And it's going to affect their performance if they're sat there worried about how they're going to pay their bills next month.
And companies, I suppose, now have got to think about these sorts of things as well, where it's something they never had. I mean, I work for massive corporations, you know, and it was never something that they even thought about. Yeah. You know, you had an HR department and they dealt with it. If you were stressed... You know, they dealt with it. That was as far as it went. They
if you were stressed, you were told to take a few days off and get over it, weren't you? And that was basically the sum total of it.
I don't think it gave you a few days off even back then, Paul. It's over it.
Unpaid, obviously.
Yeah. It's amazing, I think, how it's changed. And for the better, because the thing is with COVID is it has affected so many people mentally. Yeah. And with people working from home, they're now getting a little bit... nervous about going back into the office and going back in maybe 2 or 3 days a week, but going back in, you know, like 5 days a week, it's how you dealt with the whole COVID situation, I suppose, at the time.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. Many years ago, like over 30 years ago, I worked for a big international bank as a very senior manager, as vice president. And we all went, when we were first promoted to vice president, we had to go on a week's senior management training course, which was all role plays and stuff like that. And we were doing these role plays, and the people were from all over the world. It weren't just from the UK. And we were doing this role play, and the role play was this. As a senior manager, you had to confront someone that you suspected of having an alcohol problem, and you had to handle that issue, yeah? And then they filmed it all and played it all back. So we all went into this room, and there was an actor playing the member of staff, and we all did whatever we thought we could do. And the instructor went, right, now we're going to see, I can't remember his name, Bill's approach to it. Bill was from South Africa, right? So we're all sat in the meeting individually, and people are coming in. We're going, are you all right? Are you okay? And the actor's going, yeah, I'm fine. Well, you look, you smell a little bit of alcohol. Yeah, no. We're all hedging round it, trying to get into it. They showed this guy from South Africa, the actor walked in, went to sit down, and he went, "Who told you to sit down?" He said, "You're a drunk. Clear off. You're fired." And they went, "No, that's not what we're looking for." He said, "Where I am, that's what they're getting." He said, "We can replace him easily." No, that doesn't work.
Change your culture completely.
Yeah. Okay, so just give us an overview, if you would, Gemma, of the kind of things that you start to put in place when you, so you, someone comes along to you and they go, "Right, we want some processes for handling that. We want to start doing this." What are kind of things, what are the three or four main steps that you look at first when you're going to do a program like this?
So it's identify what the touch points are, what the problems are. It's sales, you know, so it's the type of business. It's about, sorry, you coughed and it just completely threw me. start to engage and involve the staff from the get-go.
Yeah.
So there's too many things where you create something and you've never asked somebody what they want.
Yeah.
So do you see yourself as an integral part of the team? Do you, if you said, you know, they've got to think about the budget. If they're thinking about the budget, have they got to think about the budget on a monthly basis? Is it a one-off fee? What would a company have to think about?
So I would think, I mean, you need a strategy. Realistically, yeah, you need a well-being strategy. So you would think, you know, and do you know what? It's the right time of year, isn't it? We're the end of September. This is AOP time. This is, you know, this is when we do our planning for the next year. So it's think about your annual income. I come in and I facilitate. So the idea is I'm not there forever. I come in to help you build and create this. I can run tailored workshops if you need it, but then I go away so that you can then manage it. Yeah. But think about the budget to pull different experts in from different areas. So for example, pull in a family lawyer to come and do a talk about what happens when relationships end. Mm. Pull in a financial advisor to come and talk, a dietitian. So it's about thinking about what budget you've got, what sort of things your staff could really do with.
See, I think that's fascinating. I think that's really interesting, Gemma, what you said there, because as soon as you said it, it made obvious sense to me, because it's not something that we normally do. You know, it's basically an education program. It's helping people come to terms with their problems by giving them the benefit of some expert advice. Yeah, because we don't get that a lot, do you? You know, people don't face the same problems all the time. Well, they do, but one person doesn't face every single problem, if you see what I mean. And when you do come up with a problem, like, you know, family breakdown, for instance, that is unique to that person because they haven't experienced it before, and it, well, apart from Jules. she goes through husbands like, yeah, nothing.
I used to believe him, you know that. I used to actually believe it. Because every time I come in as well, she says, "My new husband." And I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's got another one. And then I realise it's the same man.
But you know, it's a unique thing to them, even though it happens a lot, if you see what I mean. And their response to it will be based on the fact that they don't know what to do. And that's where stress really kicks in, isn't it? When you're faced with an issue and you don't know how to get out of it and you don't feel in control of it. So I love that idea of feeding in different experts in different fields to help you come to terms with it.
So do you have access to these experts, or do you, you know, need contacts? Because one of the things Paul and I were talking about how we met, and, you know, through networking and that sort of thing, one of the great things about networking is that you meet a pool of people that can help you with all these things. I've had people come in and help me with the events that I do. So do you find that you've got a pool of people? Like, have you got a divorce lawyer that could come and help you?
Well, I haven't, actually. I know. So there's a nutritionist, but to be honest, a lot of my contacts and marketing are from outside Kent.
Right.
So, and although obviously I work virtually, we can work anywhere, but I'd be really interested for people to tweet or email me their services so that we can actually suggest and signpost, because that's the idea.
Cool. I totally get what you're doing, and I totally sign up to what you're doing here, and I can see where you're going. From your point of view, if we start these kind of dialogues within a company, how do you see that developing? Is it something that you do once, as it were, or is it an ongoing process?
So this is the most important thing. It's not ongoing. So if you think of it like a process, because I'm a process engineer, if you create a process, you revisit it at a minimum every 6 months.
Right.
How is it going? Is it still fit for purpose? Have there been changes? Have there been changes in the structure? Have there been changes in management? Changes in staff? So it's ongoing, but the benefits are an engaged, productive workforce and less sickness.
Absolutely, and less absenteeism and all those good things. I mean, especially now where it's so hard to actually get talented people, you need to support the ones you've got, really. It's not really rocket science, is it?
It's funny, actually, because years ago I remember approaching companies. So I used to run a dating agency before COVID hit, and I used to say in my whatever leaflets or whatever it was back then, you know, if somebody's happy, they're more productive. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's worth promoting. I was just trying to get them to promote my dating agency. It's worth promoting the dating agency, because if people are in a happy relationship, they're happier in work, and it's the whole thing just goes round. But I was just looking at it from that one perspective.
Mm.
But there's so many, like you said, the financial, there's so many different angles that you've got to look at, isn't there?
Yeah.
Moving house, if somebody moves house, you know, how stressful is that? Yeah. Wow, I think it's fascinating what you're doing.
Absolutely. Gemma, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. If people want to find out more about Gemma Harris Consulting and your wellness projects, what's the best way to do that?
So my website's going through a relaunch, because I'm having a beautiful rebrand. But it's www.gemmaharris.org. My Twitter handle is Gemma Harris UK, and you'll see me on Business Bunker. Or you can call on 07789 159 542, and we can have a chat.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Those details are on the Kent Business Radio website on show number 598, I think we are today. Yeah, 598. You can find all those details there. They'll be there forever. Gemma, for the moment, thank you so much for that. Pleasure to hear from you with such a vital service that you're offering to businesses to help support their staff. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I would do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
right,
Emma.
We've got a few minutes before we join the newsroom, and then we've got another guest to talk to in the second half of the show. What you got, Linda? What's happening?
Oh, I've got a tweet, actually, and it mentioned the Ladies' Day, and now I've lost it. Oh, so there's going to be a women's networking group, because I was looking for Gemma. So now I've gone and lost it.
Okay, well, while you're looking for it, I'll do a tweet.
Go on, then.
You find one. This is Gravesham for Business. It's part of Gravesham Council. And they're saying, Gravesham businesses, you need to get a shout out on the Business Bunker radio today. Go for it, we say. Yeah, go for it. So if you've got a business in Gravesham and you're listening, tweet us for a shout out. Use the business hashtag BBunker.
Absolutely. So it's Kent Women in Business Brunch Autumn Celebration 2022. Join us for our autumn celebration, inspirational speakers, networking, delicious brunch, hosted by Deborah Turner and Haynes by Sue. Thursday, 6th of October 2022, 9:30 to 12:30.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from the Tenterton Folk Festival. Vanilla Web, that's me. Vanilla Web, can you give a shout out for the Tenterton Folk Festival, please? Starts Thursday through to Sunday. 4 days of folk song, music, dance, crafts and traditions. It really is good fun. You do get down there into Tenterton. It takes place all over the town, in all the pubs and all the recreation ground, in the high street, in the car parks, everywhere. It's brilliant. Get down there. Starts Thursday, runs till Sunday.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, I'm going to read out Europe's biggest business event. The Business Show is returning for its 44th edition at the XL London on the 16th and 17th of November. The 2022 edition is set to be the biggest yet, with over 750 exhibitors, 200 interactive masterclasses, live panel debates, speed networking and over 200 seminars covering everything you need to know to start to grow your business.
Fantastic. Justin Dean of Creative Motion has been on. He says, phew, just made it back to the office in time to catch the show. What a great show on Business Bunker today. So thank you for that, Justin, of Creative Motion.
Oh, I've actually got another little note here for the Kent Women in Business Brunch Autumn Celebration.
Ah, right, okay.
So we've just read that, so we don't need to do that. The Sevenoaks Business Show is destined to be the biggest and best yet. It's an opportunity for the cream of Sevenoaks businesses to showcase their products and services, not just to fellow businesses, but to the public as well. To set off the exhibitors... in the best possible light, the show is being held this year in the newly opened Bat and Ball. I was there last week in Cramptons Road.
Yeah, it's a new conference centre that they opened next to the Bat and Ball station.
It was actually lovely. Parking... we had to park down the road.
Oh, right. Was it full? Because I've got quite a big car park now.
It was absolutely packed.
Yeah. I did one of the first events there when they first opened it earlier in the year. I compared the Sevenoaks Business Awards there. It's a lovely venue. It's something that we needed in Kent, is a venue like that. The Sevenoaks Business Show I've been to for the last last 2 years, because we obviously never went anywhere for 2 years, but when we were still alive, we went to the Sevenoaks Business Show. It's been going for a number of years and it's very popular.
It was the Southeast Property Expo, and I've got to say it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, they've given us their speaker lineup here.
Right.
Holiday Park entrepreneur Alfie Best,
yeah.
Emma Thompson, partner Thackeray Williams. COVID and employment law, Kizzy Nicholson of Social Fireworks, Do or Don't Social Media, Austin Blackburn of Go Coach, The Future of the Bus Service, September the 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's gone, folks.
That's a bit late, isn't it?
Ignore that one.
Yeah.
I'll blame Paul for that.
Yeah, it must have been left over from last week, so yeah. I've had a tweet from Sarah Marsh Collins. She says, could I get a shout out for Quick Fit Irith? Yeah. Really helpful, friendly, professional, efficient. Don't try to sell me anything I don't need, and gave me some great advice. 5 stars for those. We always like it when people have a good business experience, and we're always happy to share that knowledge. So, Quick Fit Irith, well done.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Right.
Okay, I just got that one as well.
Okay. That's. Anyway, keep your tweets coming in. We'll read them as they come in. Very quickly, I want to tell you about this. This is interesting, this, actually. There's a Faversham Cash Action Group meeting with MP Helen Whateley. Faversham was recently named as a cash pilot community in new trials by the Cash Action Group. They're a group of high street banks and consumer groups who have come together to protect access to cash services in communities who have lost their banking services. Yeah. Faversham MP Helen Whateley is meeting the action group and is welcoming Faversham-based Federation of Small Business members to the event. It's to be held on the 30th of September in Faversham at 9:30 for half an hour. If you're interested, please send an email to Helen's PA, Merlin.PlattHiggins at parliament.uk to book your place. This is a big thing that's happening at the moment, and I've seen lots of different takes on this and lots of different anger. Yeah, there's a lot of theories going about that the powers that be are trying to introduce digital currency, which means that they're doing away with cash and they control what you're doing. And one of the things I've seen recently, especially on social media, is businesses saying we don't take cash anymore. We only take card.
There's lots of people doing that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are having a go at them, saying, oh, you're a hindrance towards a cashless society. The problem is that there are very few banks left in our high street. If you take cash, what do you do with it? Now, for me, for instance, in one of my businesses, there is no high street banks. And I have a business that does take cash, yeah? So I've got all these 50p's and 20p's and £5 notes in a bag. And at the end of the business day, what do I do with that? Now, once upon a time, I used to go down to the branch, and even overnight, you could put it in a deposit thing. You know, there was a thing in the wall where you opened it, put your bag in, and shut the bag. Yeah. Or you could take it into the branch and deposit the money. We don't have a bank branch. I drive 20 miles to another town that has a bank branch, and I go in there and I go, right, I want to deposit cash. And they said to me, we're a cashless bank. We don't do cash here. You can't take it out and you can't put it in.
But they've been trying to discourage it for years, because if you pay cash into a bank for years,
yeah,
they charge you, whereas you do a bank transfer, they don't charge you.
Yeah.
So it's not a new thing.
No, exactly.
But to not be able to get cash in a bank, I think, is ridiculous.
Absolutely. So it seems that there's some kind of fight back going on how you do it. I mean, one of the things you can do is pay it into a post office. But guess what? They're shutting post offices. Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it, really? Yeah, it is. We were talking about it with the cars, weren't we, last week? Yeah.
Oh, just while we're saying, I don't know if you know, today is the last day that you can use 20 and 50 pound notes that are paper.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, they cease to become legal tender at midnight tonight.
20 pound notes?
And 50 pound notes that are made of paper.
Oh, right, okay.
The polymer plastic ones are the only legal tender from tonight.
Yeah, I don't store it under my bed. Anyone who's storing money under their bed, get it out and make sure you haven't got any old paper £20 notes or £50 notes.
Yep.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah. These things sneak up on you, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, what you got?
I have got, join us at PET, P-E-T-T, for relaxed professional networking on 4th of October.
PET's a place.
Oh, is it? Right, okay. Yeah. Are you in East Sussex or West Kent? Then join us in a relaxed professional networking at the village location with plenty of parking where refreshments will be provided. Come along to the next meeting of Marsh Network East Sussex and Kent at Pet Village Hall, 10:30 on Tuesday, 4th of October. Book now at marshnetwork.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Do you want any more?
Yeah, go on. You can don't read them all, though. I don't want you to peek early again.
Kenwood Trust, don't forget to come along to our coffee morning on Wednesday, 28th. Open 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Sinden Room with yummy cakes available to purchase. Please reserve your place by emailing info@kenwoodtrust.org.uk. That's tomorrow.
Fantastic. That's manana, Wednesday, tomorrow.
Yes.
Coffee. And cake, yes. At Kenwood Trust. It's a lovely place, Kenwood Trust.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. A quick reminder to reserve your place on our upcoming webinar, Things to Consider When Employing Part-Time or Flexibly. This is taking place manana as well, Wednesday the 28th of September, 12:30 to 1:15. In this short lunch and learn seminar, we take a look at top things to consider when introducing a part-time or flexible employee based on our 15 years experience and the experience of your peers in business. We'll also be previewing our new flexible working guide developed with feedback from clients who have successfully adopted flexible working for their businesses. So it's an online event. You can book it by, and this is from Jane Gorman, but you can book it by going to their website, which is www.10to2.org.
Very good. I'll give a shout out, actually, that isn't written down anywhere, to Kings Hill Football Club.
All right.
So I'm one of the leaders on Kings Hill Football Club, and basically it's...
What position do you play?
Just a leader, no position. So what we do is we do networking, and it helps the local Kings Hill community. So we've got a networking event tomorrow, which I think is actually fully booked. So sorry, guys, you miss out on the lasagna and chips. But we are doing one at the lovely Swan in Westmorland for at the end of November. So last Wednesday in November, we're going to be in the Swan, and it's absolutely brilliant. Lovely lunch and lovely people.
I do like the Swan. It's in Swan Street, isn't it, or Swan Lane?
It's in Swan Street, yeah.
Yeah, Swan Street, yeah. Morning.
Really nice. But they obviously support KHFC because KHFC support all of the little children's football clubs.
Absolutely. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom in a few moments. And when we come back, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to. We're going to talk to Maria Parker of Burton Solicitors. Do keep the tweets coming. You can tweet myself, Vanilla Webb, or Linda at Linda Cloak, and use the hashtag BBunker so that you can find us. I have got a few more tweets coming in, but I'm going to save them.
Excellent. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Well, we got 1 minute before the news starts.
Okay.
What should we do?
Are you going to do a dance?
A dance? She's going to be on to Jewelson, isn't she? Going, show us this photograph of this idiot in a pink tutu. I tell you what, Gemma, you don't want to see it. It's not good for your eyes.
Actually,
really isn't.
When I did the radio show here, I had Gary, didn't I, co-hosting?
Gary Johnson, yeah.
And he did a little dance, and it really went crazy on Twitter because I filmed him and then put it on Twitter and Facebook. And it was a real daddy dance. Hi, Gary, I hope you're listening. I miss you.
I'll tell you the other thing I did, which caused a bit of a stir for a charity, which is even longer ago than the tutu example. For some bizarre reason, I agreed in a shop window in Whitstable to have my body hair completely shaved.
Oh, wow.
All of it.
Oh.
In a shop window.
Oh.
In the high street. Yeah.
That's bizarre. I actually saw a photograph of myself in a shop window. Somebody had taken a photo of me and they'd actually drawn it. And I walked past a building society and there was my picture that somebody had drawn in a window in a building society. Wow. I didn't even know.
That's scary, isn't it?
I didn't even know.
Hold on, that's me.
I know. That was
cool.
Yeah, bizarre.
On that note, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Maria. So enjoy.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrew.